This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The third installment of the United States House of Representatives inquiry into the impeachment of President Donald Trump is well underway, 5 hours and counting. The first witnesses of four to undergo cross-examination by both Democrats and Republicans are Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who serves as the Director for European Affairs for the United States National Security Council, and Jennifer Williams, who is Special Advisor to Vice President Mike Pence on foreign policy matters. The main thrust of the two witnesses' testimony today centers on a July 25th phone call that they personally overheard between President Trump and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, where the president is alleged to have suggested that Ukraine investigate one of his chief political rivals, former Vice President Joe Biden. Under questioning by House of Representatives Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, Colonel Vindman's reaction to the phone call.
Chairman, without hesitation, I knew that I had to report this to the White House counsel. I had concerns, and it was my duty to report my concerns to the proper people in the chain of command.
One deeply affecting moment occurred this last hour when Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney asked Colonel Vindman how he might be reassuring to his father not to worry while he's standing up to the President of the United States.
And why do you have confidence that you can do that and tell your dad not to worry?
Congressman, because this is America. This is the country I've served and defended, that all my brothers have served, and here, right matters.
Thank you, sir. Yield back.
This is VOA News. A Moscow city court has upheld a court decision to prolong the pretrial detention of Paul Whelan, a U.S. citizen charged in Russia with espionage, until December the 29th. Lawyers for the detained former U.S. Marine, who has rejected the charges, had argued at an appeal hearing on November 19th that Whelan should be subjected to a less restrictive detention, such as house arrest. The 49-year-old was arrested in Moscow on December 2018 and accused of receiving classified information. Mixed reaction from North Korea as it announced that it views the U.S. decision to postpone joint military drills with South Korea as positive. However, the adoption of a U.N. resolution criticizing the North's human rights record has soured its desire to have denuclearization talks with Washington. North Korea on Monday said the U.S. had made another political provocation by supporting the resolution. The Trump administration is abandoning a U.S. policy that declared Israel Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank inconsistent with international law. Elsewhere, less than 200 student protesters remain barricaded inside a Hong Kong university that has been surrounded by riot police since Sunday. Over the past 24 hours, a slow trickle of people have left the campus, either by attempting to flee or by surrendering to police, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
This campus is completely surrounded by riot police. Every now and then you see either groups or individuals try to flee campus to freedom. Now, police have given the protesters a single way out. They say, drop their weapons, come through this way, and you'll be arrested. That's not a deal that many students are willing to take, so instead, some of them are fleeing to freedom. We've seen dramatic escape attempts, some people rappelling down ropes from bridges to waiting motorcycles that have tried to escape the security cordons. Now, in most cases, it seems that those attempts have not been successful. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Two students actually told VOA they were considering suicide. They talked their way out of that. They were talked out of that. It's not clear how serious they were about those efforts, but it's clear that this situation, as it enters its third day, is becoming even more serious. Authorities in Iran have blocked internet service for a third day as part of a crackdown on nationwide anti-government protests, in which at least eight people have been killed since the unrest began on Friday. In a Monday interview with VOA Persia, the director of the London-based internet observatory NetBlocks said web access in the Islamic Republic remained severely disrupted after Iran blocked it late Saturday local time. For more on these stories, voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News. R&B.